This coming Shabbos is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Actually, today is Rosh Chodesh as well. It's Friday and Shabbos. And is there any relevance besides that it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? It's very relevant because it's Shabbos. It's very relevant it's Rosh Chodesh. Are there any special halakhas that it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Iyar? And in general, does Rosh Chodesh on a Shabbos any different than Rosh Chodesh on during the week from a conceptual point of view? This is an interesting pshat from the Sefer Yakar Teferis that he brings down that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh has a special din. It goes back to its original din. In other words, the Torah writes that the Shoash Regalim Akeneged the Shoash, the three Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the 12 months of the year are Keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim, the 12 tribes. And he writes the Torah in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh that originally the Yud Beis Chadashim should have been Yom Tovim. You have to add more days off. You'd have to spend all your days, all your vacation days on Jewish holidays then. But really, they should have a regular din of a yantiv every Rosh Chodesh. However, because of the sin of the Cheta Egel, the golden calf, so yantiv was, well, Rosh Chodesh was demoted, so to speak, to almost like a regular day, a little more. We have a mixus simcha on that day, but it went from a yontiv to a yom chol, and that's why at least you should still be marbrik sas on Rosh Chodesh. And that's why there's a minhag of one among women who are not involved in the sin of the golden calf, the cheta egel. They treat yontiv a little bit better, and therefore there's a minhag not to do certain malachas. So that's the Torah. The Torah writes, Shoash Regalim, the Shoash Avos, 12 Shvatim. And the 12 Chadashim, and therefore there would have been holidays. However, comes along the Yakar Teferes, the Sefer Yakar Teferes, and says, that's when Yantav falls out during the week. But when Yantav falls out on Shabbos, perhaps Rosh Chodesh reverts back to its original status, at least a more, maybe not the full status, but certainly some mixa status above during the week. It's a higher level of Yantav. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on, in the separate issue, when Yantav falls out on Shabbos, how do we view that Yantav? But when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it moves it up to its original din. Well, we'll never know, because since on Shabbos you can't do malacha anyway, so therefore it's already built in with the malacha. And he says, Shabbos, we know, is me'ein olam haba, and therefore it goes back to the, and it's l'mala min achet, so therefore we look at it like there was no sin of the cheta egel, and therefore Rosh Chodesh goes on to a din of a yontif. It's a nice drasha. Are there any halachic aspects and any rayas? So he suggests a couple. One he suggests is the lashon now on Rosh Chodesh we daven musaf, and on Shabbos we daven musaf. But Shabbos Rosh Chodesh we have a different musaf. What is it? Ata Ahavta Olsanu V'Ratziso Banu. The Roman told me, Kol HaLoshono. So the problem is, why we don't find this on Rosh Chodesh, we don't find this on Shabbos. Where do we find a similar language? By Yantif. Roman told me, Kol HaLoshono. So what is the, so what do we see? We see from here that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Javaning, it takes on a higher level of a Yantif. And that as well, people explain, that's why on the minhag in Klal Yisrael is when you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have a double cholent, you have two salads, you have a chicken and a meat, you have two kugels, whatever you're going to have, whatever your special meal, you have a special dessert, all of the above, because Rosh Chodesh takes on a special level, so you should show it's not to Shabbos, but it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And even our Pi Halacha, we find that we're in the middle of Svira now. So the different shitas are when you, the Isuri Avelus apply, about not getting married, not taking haircuts and shaving. So some posts can bring down that that according to all shitas, like Lag BaOmer, the Friday, today, Erev Shabbos, today's Rosh Chodesh, but tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos, as it says, the din of a Yontif. So one is permitted to shave and one is permitted to take a haircut. And in fact, there aren't too many weddings usually on a Friday, but I guess Thursday night. So then there'd be a heter as well then to get married as well, according to the Shita. But certainly we know, there, and that's the way Poskim give a kula about shaving and taking haircuts today. With the coronavirus, it might be a little difficult to take a haircut, but not shaving, and I guess you're having small weddings anyway, so either way, but what do we see? We see the halacha that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, it's a special day, and in fact, as well, the Marsha in Be'ah and Daf Yud Zayin, he brings down that when the Gemara talks about it, Shabbos, that when Yontif falls on Shabbos, what is the Russian? Yontif Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, which makes sense because Shabbos, as the Gemara says, as we explained many times, is Kviya, is like it's already said in its ways. No matter what, every 7 days Shabbos is here, whether we do anything or not. But by Yontif, it's Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. We have to bring it in. It depends on us. So therefore, that's the Lashon, because Yontif falls on Shabbos. That's Mekadesh. However, so it's very strange. I would have thought the Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. It should say Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos. Yet the Lashon HaGemara is Shabbos Shechol B'Rosh Chodesh. Like, what is that supposed to mean? So that's the Marashar's question. So based on this Yisod, so apparently we see it's not a regular Rosh Chodesh. They didn't want to say Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos. It would imply the same Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Tuesday, it's the same Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. But no, it's a special halacha that Rosh Chodesh goes back to the pre-Cheda Egel days when the Shabbos is Mimala, is Me'en Olam Haba, Naki Menachet. And therefore, we treat this Rosh Chodesh like a din of Yontif. And that's why the strange language of Shabbos Shechol B'Rosh Chodesh, and that gives us the din of the Yontif, and that's why we could shave and take haircuts today, and that's our special lesson in our Musaf Shabbos Rosh Chodesh davening. And that's the Minhag Yisrael, to have many more treats, to have your sushi, to have your soup, your fish, your ribs, etc. Make sure you have an extra food to show, to symbolize that Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos, or Shabbos Shechol B'Rosh Chodesh, has a special halacha of a din of a Yontif.